now there's all the, these learning communities and women in science and engineering dorm and things like that. I think it's so wonderful, and I'm so glad they're doing that. Because I do remember being feeling very isolated in the dorm. I lived in Chadron Hall the first 2 years. It was all women's dorm at that time. That was back in those olden days. They segregated the men and the women. And if I had a question about a chemistry problem, there wasn't anybody around that I could just go work with. Whereas in the men's dorm, lots of people were. And I didn't know anybody well enough to call them up and do it on the phone. So. Mm-hmm. I didn't even realize at the time. I was very isolated, but I didn't realize it at the time. Mm-hmm. The other thing I do remember, though, is people treated me as weird because I was a chemistry major.
Other women students, you mean, or any students?
Everybody.
Everybody.
And I belonged to a sorority, and we used to have to go to these things called beer suppers that I just hated. I hated those things, but it was required to go. So the sorority and the fraternity would get together for this Friday night dinner. And some fraternity guy would come up to me and start a conversation, and then pretty soon he'd ask me what I'm majoring in, and when I said chemistry, usually they'd just turn around and walk away. So anyway, that's the atmosphere to be a chemistry. And while I'm talking about sororities, anybody that got engaged, they had this huge ceremony. Everybody was I can't remember how they called us to the living room, but it'd be a darkened living room, and you'd pass around a candle, and the person who got engaged blew out the candle, and oh, it was such a big deal. I got a fellowship to Harvard, and it wasn't a big deal to anybody. And I just remember thinking how ironic.